Stephen Espinoza joins us on Sports Byline. He's the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Sports and Event Programming for Showtime. The network's Emmy Award-winning original sports programming lineup includes Showtime Championship Boxing, Inside the NFL, 60 Minute Sports, the acclaimed college football franchise Season With, and the Sports Emmy Award-winning documentary series All Access. You know, when I say something like that, Stephen, what harkens back to me is the only place you used to be able to see that sort of stuff was on the commercial channels itself. Now it's gone over to HBO and Showtime and others like that. What brought about that change?
You know, the reality, there's a certain freedom that we have being non-commercial and being able to get, you know, push the boundaries in terms of our content, a little cursing here and there. And it's become a part of the DNA. For example, you know, we have a long history in boxing, over 30 years, and it really is an advantage from our perspective, being able to cover a fight without having to go to commercials between rounds. So, you know, we try to do things differently than the ESPNs and the Fox Sports and others. And there's some parts of the way we program, like the lack of commercials and the lack of boundaries, so to speak, that give us a certain freedom and make it a different experience the way we cover sports.
The other thing I think that is different is that you have a broader breadth of what you can report and what you can talk about. Am I correct in that observation?
Yes. And, you know, and we're cognizant of who our audience is. You know, ESPN is speaking to a pure sports audience. When we're looking at a documentary or program, we'd like to think that all of our programming works for the sports fan and the person who doesn't know a thing about sports. You know, that's really one of our major criteria.
One of the other things I sense as well is that when I watch ESPN or Fox, I think I'm watching a commercial operation, which it is. But when I watch something like Showtime or HBO, I get the feeling I'm watching something like NPR or PBS. Is that another observation that's correct?
I think so. You know, and that comes from you know, a number of things, including the fact that, you know, again, we're not commercial supported. You know, we certainly want our programs to be watched and we want as many subscribers, but we're not really as attuned to viewership on any particular showing because we don't monetize viewers. We don't sell commercials. So, you know, for us, we want to do high quality premium programming that's talked about, that's sophisticated, that's adult, and that, you know, spans the test of time. And that gives us a little bit more patience with our programming strategy.
When it comes to your documentaries, what type of philosophy do you talk with about your producers on how to present any subject, whether it's controversial or it's informative?
Well, one, as I mentioned, is we've got to appeal to both the sports fan and the non-sports fan. And, you know, that is part of that is doing human stories. You know, Ross Greenberg, who's an acclaimed documentary producer in his own right, did a documentary for us a few years ago called Against the Tide, which was about the 1970 college football game between USC and Alabama. And that game was really hailed as sort of the one of the games that really sped the integration of college football. So this particular documentary works as sort of a college football program and harkening back to the Bear Bryant days and a lot of those great players that went to both schools. But it also works for someone who, you know, isn't a college football fan at all and, you know, is interested about what was going on in Birmingham, you know, in the late 1960s and 70s and really how college football was integrated at that time and the critical role that Paul Bear Bryant may have played. So, you know, that's just one example. You know, we're looking for things that work as sports stories, as human stories, both. And I'd like to think that we're doing a good job of capturing those and appealing to everyone, including those people who really don't follow sports at all.
Is it a little bit easier for Stephen at Showtime because you don't have to serve particular masters? Now, I think of ESPN and Fox, and you don't have to worry about upsetting the Big 12 conference or, well, upsetting MLB or the NBA. Does that give you an advantage in telling the story?
You know, there is definitely an advantage of freedom. You know, we are cognizant that we'd like to go back to you know, to the same producers in the same leagues, and, you know, and we can't really burn any bridges. But, you know, we've done things that quite honestly, we've been surprised in ourselves. We did a documentary in 2014 about Lawrence Taylor, the New York Giants linebacker. And NFL Films was a co-producer with us. And if you've seen that documentary, it really wasn't so much about Lawrence Taylor as a football player. It was really Lawrence Taylor, the person, and the roller coaster ride that his playing career was, and maybe more importantly, his personal life after his playing days. And we thought there were going to be some battles with NFL Films because it's a very candid, unvarnished look at some of Lawrence's problems, running with the police, some of the the drugs and drinking, and you know, all the ups and downs of his career. We were pleasantly surprised to find that NFL Films was very realistic and candid and supportive in telling this story in the way it needed to be told.
I know in the Lawrence Phillips Running for His Life, Armin Katayan, who was the producer on that, and I talked, and I said to him, I think it's the single best documentary, sports documentary report I've ever seen. The pacing of it, the information of it, the fact that really he told his own story, and I suppose that's always a challenge. What is the key to the success of the documentaries that you all have done? Why have they been so outstanding in your mind?
Well, I'll answer that the question by sort of talking about something slightly unrelated. There's a lot of people ask the question, why is it so difficult to tell a sports story in a fictional way? For example, in boxing, you have a couple of great boxing movies. You have Raging Bull, you have the original Rocky, but it's really tough to tell a boxing story, a football story, in a fictional sense. Why? Because the truth is so good. If you tried to create a fictional character of Don King or Mike Tyson, they wouldn't be credible as a fictional character. But here they exist in real life. And I think that's really the key to our most interesting characters, our most interesting documentaries. The singular obsession with winning that Kobe Bryant has. I'm not sure as a fictional character that works, but here he is in the flesh. I mean, the character that that Lawrence Taylor was, and being released from county jail so he could go to practice with the New York Giants and then being let out from handcuffs after practice. That's not something in a movie that would be credible, but it actually happened. The upcoming documentary that we've got is Prison Fighters, which is, about this practice in Thailand where they allow prisoners to engage in fights within prison, with the winner of the tournament being freed. That sounds like a Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal plot, but yet it's true. So I think we have the advantage of having the most fertile fields for finding these stories. They're just no end, or seemingly no end, to the great stories within sports.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and of course you're involved with getting a lot of the live sporting events, most notably championship boxing as well. You come out of Stanford, you've worked in a law firm. How hard is it today to negotiate rights for a big sporting event?
It is complicated, and I'll go back to perhaps one of the most complicated recent negotiations in sports to give you an example. Mayweather-Pacquiao is probably unlike any other negotiation I think I'll ever participate in. It's sort of like taking the Super Bowl but negotiating it from scratch. The TV networks, the venue, the playing rules, the split of money, doing that for scratch for the biggest combat sports of all time. It is quite a challenge, something I'm very proud of, but at the same time, probably something I'd never want to do again.
In about a minute that we have left, when you sit back and you think about all that you've helped produce and get on the air with Showtime, is there a particular moment, particular event that kind of brings a smile to Steven Espinoza's face?
I think it would have to be during that Mayweather-Pacquiao event. And for anyone who saw it, and hopefully that's a good chunk of your audience, there was a point right before the main event where the telecast was really stalling. We were doing a series of celebrity interviews. We talked to Tom Brady. We talked to Denzel Washington. And I think there was a little bit of impatience probably in the audience. And that was because at that point, being in the arena, we were getting calls, call after call, saying that the event had generated so much demand that a couple of the cable and satellite systems had literally crashed, and they needed time to come back up. So that was, that was us on the fly trying to stall time. You know, it certainly wasn't a pleasant experience, but, you know, that was the time when we realized that maybe we had an event that really we had never seen the scope of before.
Well, as Barry Tompkins, who does your Showtime Championship Boxing, said, it's the only event in which you can find a preacher and a pimp sitting next to each other at ringside.
Absolutely. Half the fun is really in the audience, you know, the other half in the ring.
Stephen, I want to thank you very much. I hope you'll come back and visit with me again. I've enjoyed this.
Anytime, Ron. A pleasure to be on your show.
Stephen Espinoza, Executive Vice President and GM for Sports and Event Programming for Showtime. We continue with more of America's Sports Talk Show.